dear friends of the art. I'm calling in from my lovely home office with a cold. I just didn't want to miss the opportunity to thank you and also give you an update for the coming year so you know what to look forward to. Firstly, I would like to express my regrets for all those who have had a beer pandemic-related losses and sorrow this year. I sincerely hope that the situation will ease very soon and that we can all live in safety again. For the upcoming year, 2022, I wish all of us a happy, healthy and successful new year in this, but also in every other respect. But we also recognize many positive aspects. For me and my involvement in the arts, 2021 was an extremely successful year. I worked for months on setting up my art podcast, How is the Art Scene Ticking? The preparation turned out to be more extensive than I first thought. I was allowed to meet and also get to know many interesting people in and around the art world with exciting conversations, and I learned a lot. The launch of How is the Art Scene Ticking was finally accomplished on November the 25th in 2021. I recorded the first episodes with the following artists: Hanna Regina Uber, she's a German sculptor. Gregory Erpe is a French photographer. Doncho Donchev is a Bulgarian painter. Johanna Reich is a German painter. Nicola Verlate is an Italian painter. And Santiago Sierra is a Spanish artist in the moving images. I deliberately decided to make the individual episodes in German and English in order to offer you more diversity. In the meantime, the podcast is now online since 1 month. The reactions to it have been by far exceeding my expectations. The episodes have been listened to in 18 countries around the world in the last 4 weeks. From Switzerland to Germany, Italy, USA to Mexico to United Arab Emirates and many more. In total, we have been heard in 97 cities around the world. Wow! That not only surprised me a lot, it also makes me incredibly happy and motivated me a lot. I would like to thank you all for that. You are my inspiration to pursue the wonderful work with the greatest joy. For the coming year, you can look forward to many more interesting conversations with exciting personalities from the art world. My podcast with the British painter Josie McCoy will be the next to delight your ears. She's interested in what a viewer brings with them when looking at a painting of someone they recognize in terms of memories and references, and how blurred the line between fiction and reality can become. The subjects she chooses are fictional but familiar within contemporary culture. She usually paints female characters in response to the way women have been represented throughout art history, where they have been the passive subject of art. In her paintings, she aims to present them as active protagonists with agency and power. Further talks are scheduled with Professor Dr. Dirk Boll, President EMEA at the auction house Christie's. We will talk about digitization, growth areas and new collection orientations, and others. Erwin Olaf, the well-known Dutch photo artist whom I had the pleasure of meeting in September. Pascal Sanders, a young upcoming Swiss artist who lived in London and now lives and works in Germany, Düsseldorf. Dr. Hannes Hartung, an art lawyer with whom I will talk about the Gurlitt case. We will set the record straight about some of the things that have been wrongly or inadequately reported in the media about this case. Then I'll talk to Thomas Kausch about his new book, It's Not About the Money, which he wrote together with the art collector Manuela Alexeyev and published by Steigl Verlag. I also talked to his wife Kiki Kausch, who is a photo artist and has photographed people like former Chancellor Angela Merkel and many more. Keep tracking my podcast and enjoy the episodes. In this spirit, I wish you a happy new year, much joy, health and success in everything you undertake. Yours, Petra Lossen.